Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners, the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, and the Orpheum Theater. Copeland's Canticle of Freedom. That is on a program for a free concert coming up this Sunday afternoon at 4 at St. Anne's Catholic Church. It's Jeremy Warner's final doctoral recital. He has been plugging away at it. He's getting his doctorate in choral conducting, and he will be leading the University of Memphis Singers and Symphony Orchestra in a performance of music by Copeland that we're hearing now, and also a work by Anton Bruckner. Jeremy joins me in the studio this afternoon to talk about seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, almost. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good. Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, tell me, first of all, I guess the obvious question is, what led you into wanting to pursue a degree in choral conducting? What made you want to be a choral conductor?
Sure. Well, I've always loved music. I love to sing, so I naturally fell into singing in choirs growing up. Somewhere around 16, the church that I was going to asked me to, "Hey, you sing, don't you? So why don't you come up here and lead the choir?" I thought, "Are you serious?" Sure. And kind of from there, I fell in love with choral music. Cooper Patterson, a teacher of mine at Dyersburg High School, really kind of showed me the world of choral music. And then I went to Union and got my degree in music theory and composition. And I decided that I would probably prefer to interpret and to be the guy that that gets to kind of dive into all of the music, the choral music, and I really loved to lead and to conduct, to dance the music, and so that's kind of what kind of got me going in choral conducting. And then, of course, coming to Memphis, I came to Memphis through the Memphis Symphony Chorus. Larry Edwards, I met him through that, and then I auditioned at Memphis. I started to get my master's in choral conducting, and then I decided, why not get the doctorate as well? I decided to go right into it. A lot of people who stop after the master's saying that the doctorate will come later, it just kind of never happens. So I wanted to complete that. And this is my 20th semester of college. And I am I'm thrilled to be towards the end of it all. And it's been a great journey. And I'm glad to see the light at the end of the tunnel is nice.
And Larry will actually, you've been studying under Dr. Larry Edwards. He's going to open the concert by directing the University of Memphis Chamber Choir and some music by Arvo Pärt and Stephen Chapman. What a great contemporary choral composer.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So that'll be nice.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. We were trying to decide where chamber choir should perform in this concert. And I said, well, you know, Dr. Edwards, why don't you guys just be our opener, our opening act? So he graciously agreed. And so, yes, they'll do a variety of mostly contemporary pieces. Really nice. Arvo Pärt, everyone knows it by this point. Stephen Chapman, the piece that we're doing is Due North. And I'm actually, it will be interesting because I'm actually, as part of my degree and as part of my assistantship, I also sing with chamber choir. So I'll be singing 45 minutes, and then I'll have to switch hats and then conduct my final recital. So it's a great, the Stephen Chapman piece is really nice. It's called Due North, and there's a piece, it's five different sections, and one of them has soloists that are whistling throughout the piece. One of the pieces is called Mosquitoes, and we're actually buzzing the entire song. And so it'll be a really nice kind of juxtaposition to Bruckner late romantic and then Copland and then another Bruckner piece. So it'll be a really nice opening set for us.
Well, see, it's kind of a good thing that you're going to be singing. You're not going to be standing in the wings nervous.
Correct. Absolutely. I'll just be standing singing nervous.
We're going to talk about the Bruckner in a little bit that you're going to be conducting, and we'll talk a little bit more about that piece and hear some of it in just a second. But, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. The thing that is amazing to people like me who tried to get a concept of how you do what you do. I mean, that's a major gift that it's hard for a lot of folks to understand. How do you communicate with all of these people standing in front of you that what you need right then, what you want, what sound you want right then?
Sure. That's a great question. And it's what I've spent, a good part of 10 semesters trying to discover and find out. And I think being a conductor is more of a journey. You know, you're always trying to figure out how you can connect with someone and how you can bring out what you think the composer wanted brought out. And then, of course, you also have the challenge of performing a piece in a certain time period. This is not Vienna 1900s, so this is Memphis, Tennessee 2012. So what do we need to hear from this? What can this music still give us? And how can I communicate that? And that's, of course, what Dr. Edwards has been working with me on forever. It feels like forever, I suppose. But just kind of developing a vocabulary, a language. It's kind of like when I was younger, my father, we played baseball. And after 4 or 5 years or so of playing, we would still put the ball back on the tee occasionally and just hit it off the tee. And it's kind of coming back to the basics, learning the basics first, and then beginning to live enough life that you can actually really kind of infuse some of that life into the music that you're trying to interpret. And then going back to the fundamentals over and over and over again, making sure that you're still communicating effectively and clearly to the ensemble. It's ultimately, being a conductor is just a dance. You're supposed to be dancing the music, and it's so much fun. And what's really interesting is that I conduct a few different ensembles, and really the dance, it doesn't necessarily change, but you have to modify it depending on who you're in front of. So singers respond differently than chamber choir responds differently than the Memphis Men's Chorale responds differently than the Memphis Symphony Chorus. And so that's been a fun challenge, you know, finding out, okay, this works here, doesn't work so well here, so how can I get that sound with doing something a little bit different for this ensemble? So that's been fun. It's a challenge, and it's a responsibility, you know, that I don't take lightly. I have a lot of fun doing it. It's for some reason, it's just intrinsically rewarding. I love doing it. And thus far, singers and other ensembles have responded very well. They're very talented groups, and singers has been wonderful to conduct along with the symphony orchestra for this concert, for this project. They watch, they respond, and it's so much fun when you know that you have, instead of having four colors to paint with, you have 25. Oh. You know, and so you can really do so much with the music when you have at the University of Memphis, the University of Singers and the Symphony Orchestra. They can just do so much. So it makes my job more challenging, but more fun. So.
I love that, painting with 25 colors instead of one. Sure. What a great way to describe that.
Sure, thank you.
Gosh.
Yeah, they're wonderful. And what I love about what we get to do at the university is we get to perform pieces, at least I've been able to perform pieces that are less performed. So we have the Copland Canticle and the Bruckner Psalm 150, both of which are basically the Copland Canticle is about 13, 14 minutes. The Bruckner is about anywhere from 6 to 9, depending on your interpretation. And those pieces are rarely done with symphony orchestras, because the symphony orchestra usually does masterworks concerts, stuff, things of that nature. And so those are usually larger works, smaller second. For instance, MSO this season, Carmina Burana, Beethoven 9. And so the works that are just about in that under 20-minute mark usually don't make it to the very top. Also with the Bruckner Psalm 150, it's a really short piece, so most orchestras wouldn't hire a choir to do it. Most choirs can't afford to hire an orchestra to
right.
do the piece. So at the university, we get to do pieces that really, I doubt many people in Memphis have ever even heard before, and they're little gems. I mean, they're wonderful pieces great, expensive melodies and just fun music. So that's been fun, being able to explore stuff that's kind of outside the normal repertoire.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit of the Bruckner Psalm 150. Anything else you want to add about that? We know that it's gorgeous, romantic.
Big romantic stuff. Before the Canticle and the Bruckner Psalm 150, we will be doing five of Bruckner's choral motets, which are different. But when you hear this, you'll think, okay, this is Bruckner. It's a big C major opening, big expansive piece. It was written in the latter part of his life, just before his death. It was actually his last sacred choral work that he wrote. So it's a wonderful piece, full of energy and fun.
And you'll hear this performed live by the University of Memphis Singers and Symphony Orchestra. They're going to be performing this under the direction of my guest this afternoon, Jeremy Warner. That is absolutely great. I'm playing this whole piece tomorrow. It is. It is overlooked. This has been in our library, and I don't think I've ever played it on my show, but gosh, what a powerful opening.
It is. It's wonderful, full of energy, full of Bruckner brass and fun. It's a great piece. It's just with the choir and the orchestra being together, you really just have the full force of life and energy. Yeah. That's always been to me, because I'm a little bit biased because I love to sing so much, but some of the greatest moments in my musical life have been with not just choir, not just orchestra, but when they come together. And just the force there is just unprecedented. It's so nice. And of course, he wrote this. It's just a big, full of life, full of peace. Everything is alive. Everything is opening up. Everything is, we hope not to shout, but to sing at the top of our lungs that life is worth living. And this is just a piece that really speaks to that. Oh. So, yeah, it's a wonderful piece. I was happy to find it. I can't actually recall how I even found it. But when I did, I thought, oh, this is perfect. It's just right.
It is just right. So the concert is free this Sunday at St. Anne's Catholic Church on South Highland. You know where that is. Now, this is your final doctoral recital, so I guess Larry's going to be grading you while this is going on. I don't know.
hopefully very nicely. He and actually the members of my doctoral committee will all be there. I have Mark Inslee, he's the director of opera, opera activities at the University of Memphis, Dr. Ken Kreitner, Dr. Mona Kreitner, and also Dr. Pucci Zhang, who is the orchestra conductor.
Right.
So they'll all be there. They'll all be there.
Don't stress. It's going to be fine. So then you're not necessarily done. You have to come back next year and take a few history things and write some papers.
Yes. From now on, it's basically writing papers for the remainder. This is the final actual performance for the degree. Of course, I'll still be conducting in the area, et cetera, but this is the actual final performance. So yes, I do have a couple of history courses left. Of course, some comprehensive exams, and then, of course, the final dissertation. So, but, those are going to begin after this week. So that's the next chapter of the doctorate degree. But this will be a big, it's just such a big project. And of course, whenever you're performing with, literally there will be 100 people on stage. So you're thinking about, it's just a really big deal. So when this is over, it will be really nice just kind of kick back just for a few days and then begin work on other projects.
Do you know what you're writing your dissertation on?
I don't know exactly yet. I hope to turn in a prospectus by the end of this semester. I hope to, and that's actually the genesis of this project that I'm doing with singers, is I hope to find something within Brückner's choral motets, which we'll be doing about five of. He's written over 10. They're really wonderful. And Brückner, being in his heart a church musician, I'm growing up in the area of Linz, Austria. St. Florian Monastery is where he is buried and performed and wrote a lot of music for that cathedral and for that monastery there. In Linz and St. Florian, these works involve, and it's been really fun because I've also been studying these works in an independent studies with Dr. Bauer at the university, a theory course. So he'll actually mix modal harmonies and with tonal harmonies, and so he'll borrow modes from the old church modes, you know, from what you might think 16th century. Also, he'll remind you every now and then, oh yeah, I'm still Brückner, you know, I can still do this chromatic stuff too. So those are actually really fun to listen to, because they're things that he just doesn't use one harmonic language. They're really varied, and so that's very interesting. And so there's something in there I know that I will find a niche for and be able to explore.
Good. Well, this is not the last time we'll talk to you, because as you mentioned, you direct the Memphis Men's Chorale, and you are also the director of music at First Congregational Church, and so things going on there all the time, too.
I was there. Now I'm at St. Luke's United Methodist Church.
Okay, so. Thank you. Well, I needed that update.
Absolutely.
Now you're at St. Luke's, so when you have a concert or something going on there, you can come back and talk to us about it.
I'd love to.
Just because you're getting your doctorate doesn't mean you're not going to come back to the show.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Jeremy Warner, his final doctoral recital this Sunday afternoon at 4:00 at St. Anne's Catholic Church. This is a free concert that you really don't want to miss. Some gorgeous music that you don't often have the opportunity to hear. He will be directing the University of Memphis Singers and Symphony Orchestra in music by Anton Brückner and Aaron Copland, which we heard. And Dr. Larry Edwards will open the concert, leading the University of Memphis Chamber Choir in music by Arvo Pärt and Stephen Chapman and others. And just best of luck. I'm just so, so happy for you. And I think this concert's going to be amazing. And I know you're going to get an A+++++. And
thank you.
I want to thank you for coming by this
Absolutely.
Afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. This was a joy.